Man, the business world. It's like trying to walk a tightrope these days, right? One wrong step, you're in trouble.
Feels that way sometimes, huh?
Definitely. But that's what makes this deep dive so relevant, especially for our listeners in listeners' industry. Building a resilient business. It's more important than ever.
Couldn't agree more. And this piece we're diving into today, what I find fascinating is how it goes beyond just surviving the tough times.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about using those challenges to your advantage, turning them into opportunities for growth.
Love that. Turning those lemons into lemonade, right?
Exactly.
And the best part is, this article, it cuts right to the chase. No vague platitudes. It dives straight into the financial planning aspect, which, let's face it, that's the foundation of any resilient business.
Absolutely. You have to have your financial house in order.
100%. In fact, it got me thinking about my own supply chain. After reading the part about disruptions, what if your key supplier, just like that, gone? Talk about a disaster.
Oh, it can happen. And that's why risk assessment is so
Oh,
critical.
sure.
It's not about being a pessimist, though. It's about being prepared.
Exactly.
Thinking through those what-if scenarios, like what if we lose that supplier? Do we have a backup plan? Do we have alternative sources for materials?
Right. Having that plan B ready to go.
That can be the difference between staying afloat and,
Sinking. It definitely makes you breathe a little easier just knowing you've at least thought about it, right? Speaking of staying afloat, the article's points on cash flow really hit home for me.
It's the lifeblood of any business, wouldn't you say? I mean,
100%.
and it's not just about making money. It's about ensuring you have the funds to keep things running smoothly, even when times are tough.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, imagine having to pass up an amazing opportunity because you're in a temporary cash crunch. The article mentioned keeping a close eye on your operating cash flow ratio. Now, I'm curious, do you know what a healthy benchmark is for businesses in listeners' industry?
That's a great question. And knowing those industry benchmarks, it can be really eye-opening because it helps you understand where you stand. And this actually ties in perfectly with the next point, setting clear financial goals.
Right.
It's all about aligning your finances with your overall vision for the business.
I love that this goes beyond just, I want to make more money. It's about just defining what success truly looks like for you. Is it rapid expansion? Is it finding that work-life balance? What does it look like?
Precisely. And having those clear goals, it makes decision-making so much easier because now you have a roadmap, right, guiding you toward what matters most.
Absolutely. It gives you that clear direction. And sometimes, achieving those goals means getting a little creative with your budget.
Right.
Which brings us to cost optimization. One thing I appreciated about the article is it doesn't just suggest making drastic cuts.
Right. It's not about slashing and burning. It's
Exactly.
about finding those hidden
Yeah.
opportunities. Where can you be a little bit more efficient? Maybe negotiate better rates with suppliers or streamline your internal processes.
It's amazing what you can find when you start looking.
There's hidden treasure lurking in those budgets.
I'm always up for a treasure hunt. Now, let's move on to a classic piece of advice that's probably more relevant today than ever before. Diversification.
Absolutely. The article used a really powerful analogy comparing market fluctuations to the weather.
Okay, yeah.
They're saying that, like the weather, you can't control those market ups and downs, but you can control how you prepare for them.
Be prepared.
Diversification, they said, it's like your business's umbrella,
Okay.
protecting you from getting soaked when those unexpected downpours occur.
It reminds me of that old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Speaking of shaking things up, I wanted to touch on technology. How can businesses leverage technology to build that resilience?
Oh, it's huge. The right financial technology can be a complete game changer. And there's so much out there now. Everything from budgeting apps that give you those real-time insights into your finances to sophisticated forecasting tools that can help you anticipate potential challenges down the road.
And the best part is, there's something for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter how big or small your business is, there's a tech solution out there that fits your budget.
And sometimes you need a little guidance navigating those complex financial waters, right?
Absolutely.
The article emphasized the importance of financial advisors.
They can be invaluable,
And I couldn't agree more.
especially when you're looking for funding. They don't just offer advice, they have that experience and those connections that can be so helpful in attracting investors. It's so true. And having a solid financial plan, that's key to making your business attractive to investors. It shows you're organized, you're prepared, And you're going to handle their investment responsibly.
Exactly. It builds that confidence and trust.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about a concept that might seem a bit like gazing into a crystal ball, but it's actually incredibly practical: scenario planning.
Okay, yeah. What if?
Exactly.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
It's all about asking those what if questions. What if a new competitor pops up in your market? What if there's some crazy technological advancement that completely disrupts your industry?
Right. Be ready for anything.
By playing out these different scenarios, even if they seem a little far-fetched, you're equipping yourself to respond quickly and minimize that panic when something unexpected does happen.
Because it's bound to happen, right?
Always. It's not about if, it's about when.
Exactly.
Having those contingency plans in place can make all the difference. But you know what else?
What's that?
Resilience. It's not just about spreadsheets and financial models. It's also about the people.
Oh, 100%.
It's about cultivating that right mindset within your team.
It's about the culture.
Yes.
Building a resilient culture.
Tell me more.
It's about fostering that environment of adaptability, of collaboration, you know?
Yeah.
That we can handle this attitude. And I think that's particularly important in listeners' industry, especially with specific industry challenges they're facing.
Absolutely. You've got to be ready to pivot, be ready to adapt. It's about empowering your team to navigate that uncertainty, but to do it with confidence and even a little bit of creativity. You know, this deep dive, it really got me thinking, especially considering your current growth phase. I'm curious, have you thought about incorporating scenario planning into your next team meeting?
Ooh, I like that.
Get everyone involved.
Yeah.
Start proactively addressing those potential challenges together.
I love that idea. It all comes back to that proactive mindset we've been talking about. And I think the key takeaway here is that building a resilient business, it's not a one-time fix.
Right.
It's a journey. It's ongoing. And the most important thing is to just take that first step.
And then keep going.
You're right.
Keep moving forward.
Love it.